Restaurant owners are trying all kinds of marketing tactics to keep the customers coming, and one Seattle restaurant has taken a risky approach. Certainly has seemed risky the last few days. It has pegged the price of its daily special to the stock market. NPR's Wendy Kaufman paid a visit.
Housed inside the refurbished old firehouse in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood, the High Life is a large, comfortable space. The semi-open kitchen has a wood-burning grill and pizza ovens. Owner Peter Levy leads me to a table and opens the menu. Moderate prices on small plates, salads, and hearty fare, along with the weeknight Bell Ringer special.
Oh, tonight it's a nice Italian sausage, layered lasagna, and it's served with, you know, some garlic toast and a really nice green salad with a mustard vinaigrette. And it's selling for, and this breaks my heart, $7.46.
I'm looking at your face. You are wincing.
I know. Well, I am wincing. It is a low price, but it gives our customers a reason to come in and get a square meal for a good price.
Every afternoon after the stock market closes, Levy looks at where the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day. That determines the price for the nightly special. On the evening we visited, the Dow closed at the now lofty figure of $7,460. So the price for dinner was $7.46. But that was a couple of weeks ago. Last night's special was $6.87. When Levy began this promotion in January, the Dow was above 9,000. Now, he says, he feels like he's in a game of Russian roulette.
And looks like right now that 45 is pointed right at my head.
Would you like any fresh ground pepper on that? Yeah. All right.
John and Celeste Clausen are dining on the lasagna special.
This whole idea I thought was pretty fun. And so I've watched it, and here we are. And also, I knew it was lasagna tonight.
So, was dinner good?
Very good. Delicious.
The Clausens, like many of the others we spoke to, had been here before. They came back because they like both the food and the discount price.
Unfortunately, last night missed the meatloaf.
Justin Edwards arrived at the restaurant too late last night for the daily special. There's only a limited number, about a quarter of the dinners likely to be served that night. Restaurateur Levy says if all he sold was specials, he wouldn't stay in business very long. Diner Edward stayed for dinner last night anyway and returned to try again.
I actually feel a little guilty. It's almost like a double-edged sword. The cheaper it is, the sort of sign of the times, maybe things are not good, but very tasty.
Edwards and the Clausens were washing it all down with moderate amounts of alcohol. That's fairly common. And some diners who feel like they got a bargain on the entree are ordering an appetizer or extra dessert. Owner Levy says he feels fortunate that overall, business is down a relatively small 3.5% to 4%.
But, you know, down is down, and 3.5% to 4% hurts.
Across the country, many Tony establishments have seen business fall by 30 or 40%. Lots of other restaurants have thrown in the towel and closed down. But Peter Levy hopes his approach will keep customers coming in for dinner and drinks at the High Life. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.